This week's shiur is being sponsored anonymously. This is the sixth shiur on Tfilas Kelim, sixth and last shiur on Tfilas Kelim. Some of the things are short, but I think they're important halachas. When you type out keli that chiv tefillah, for instance, like glass we mentioned, teshuram, anything from klimatris, aluminum or machma to tell without a bracha, what type of mikvah do you chiv to tell it? Ladina we paskin, tefillas kelim has to be any mikvah that's kosher for a woman to use, it's kosher for a woman to use, it's kosher for tefillas kelim also. Like the Mechaber says, over here in your day, Kufchav Sif Aleph. So Mela, you're allowed to tell any keli that a woman is kosher, like a regular mikveh in a city mikveh, on an ocean, on a mayan that has mem saw, that's a keli that you could tell that's a place that you could tell a keli is kosher enough for mikveh. However, mayim shuvim, let's say for instance a swimming pool. Here's a swimming pool. Even though some swimming pools, not all, but many swimming pools are kosher for men to table in, a lot depends on where the water comes out from. Is it from the top, the filter, is it from top, from the bottom? But if the place is kosher, some of the mikvahs are mutter for men, for women, it's not. In Mela, you cannot be table a keli in a swimming pool. Rivers, natural rivers, and natural mayonis, that it says in Mechaber in Siman Reish Tefalav is that it's kosher for mikveh, so it's also to compare a keli sign there. Even though the water is running, it's not mechunis makom echa, it's not in one place, it's not stationary, still the halacha is by lakes and mayonites, even though the water is running, it's not in one place, it's not stationary, it's kosher for, just like it's kosher for nashim, it's kosher also for mikveh also. However, a regular mikvah, or a bar shemek shomim, is not the matari kli until the water is stationary. It has to be like in a hole in one place. Even though by a mikvah it's very deep, the mikvah. However, you don't, for Ketuvos Kelim, it doesn't have to be deep as long as it holds memsaw. Then it's kosher then. Memsaw is be'erach. It's a different machlokes, what's a shahai figure, so on and so on. From memsaw, according to many paiskim, is that we would like to have at least 190 American gallons. To tevel a kli in a well, you know, you dig a hole, and sometimes it's people digging the backyard, or sometimes you go to stop over a place on a highway, there's a well there, there's a sign there's a well there. The safest field is kelim. And Perek Zayin, Sif Kut Nirav brings down, the Ashit is to hold Yishuvi Machma, not to be Tevel Kerev here. Because not always does it have Memsah. You have to be sure it has Memsah. But not always, you can't even tell. It's taking water from you probably can't even see the water. It's just the pump that brings up the water. You don't even know if it's Memsah, and therefore, you should be Machma. What about Teveling a Keli in snow? Chicago is famous for snow. A snowstorm comes, you want to be tevel keli there. It's too hot to drive to the mikveh. It's too hot to drive to the mikveh. Can you tevel in the snow? Now, what's the amount of snow you need to use for the tefillas kelim? It has to be that if the snow will melt equal to 40 saw, which we said is about 190, at least 190 gallons. So it's a lot of snow. So it's a real snow, and the snow is all connected to each other. Let's say it snowed, 4 inches of snow. But it's all connected. I'd say on the street, it's all connected. I'm sure it equals to 190 gallons. So it has to be connecting snow that equals the shear of 190 gallons. So the question is, can you use snow, the chatchila even, only b'di'evet? And is there a difference between if it's a metal keli? Because we mentioned in Peshurim, metal keli ma'achir min atera, or maybe schichus only drabanan. The one I saw discussed about it is a Chachmas Adam. The Chachmas Adam says in Klal Ayin Gimel Sifri Tes that you could be meko to tevo a keli in a snow only if it's klis chuchas, only if it's glass. Since the chiv is a drabanan, and only the shots of chat. Let's say you can't travel. Sometimes a snowstorm, your car's not working, or car you can't get out of a ditch, whatever it is, you can't go. And you need it, so you can tell if it's glass and not metal, you can tell. That's what Chachma Adam says. But klimatzis, since the chiyuv is minataya, you should not be tailored in the snow.
Why?
1 second. The Pischachuba in Sifkat Dalet quotes this Chachma Adam. It brings down Lachma Maisa. So the question is, good question, what's the difference? If it's kosher for it is completely kosher, it's no good. What's the difference between matzis chuches? So I looked around, Kufayim will say, but things, Kufayim will explain the difference. But Linear Daiti, the difference is this, and I think this is Pashat the Chacham Sodom held also. The Mechaber says later on, in Siman Reish Aleph, in Hilchos Mikvois, in Reish Aleph Sif Lamed, the Mechaber says that a woman is allowed to eat tevel in snow. However, the Ramah argues and says, tevel hachmin chatchila. If you look at the Piskachu over there in Sifkan Chafalev, he brings down the Chuvah Samsev that says that he can be Mako, if a woman can never be titled in the snow at all. He's Machmah completely. The Ramah says Machmah Tchila, but the Piskachu brings down from Samsev, that even with the Yev, it's no good. So it seemed to me that since Kli Matris, the Chiv Titelus Min Atayra, so Mela, he can be Mako by snow. But since the chiv by grass going to Abanan, so merely you send mechan the sheetas at all, just like a woman can be tevel in snow, even though a machmer, but at least klischuchas you can make all in snow. That would seem to me would be the swar why we make all by klischuchas.
What is the reason to be machmer? Why?
Because it's diamond tisha.
Again, why by nisha is it not grabbed?
Because machoks in the shayim. If it's it's in the mashka, not it's before it's a mashka.
What about the fact that it's zoichel? I mean, it's not in the keli.
What do you mean zoichel?
It's not in the keli. Snow is all over.
It's not in the keli, so it's okay then.
I know Zeichlin.
It's the snow is in one place.
That's
not Kolma. That's no problem. That's no problem.
Oh,
very good. Next thing. One second. Let me finish. Then I'll take questions. However, you have to be careful. There's a Chazainish. The Chazainish is in Yerdeya, Sim Kuflam Gimel, Sifkan Gimel. He says, according to those who shine him, that a woman can be terrible in the snow, you have to make sure that the snow is all over her body. Can't be any air pockets. Can't be any air pockets. The snow has to touch her completely from all its stardom. And if it doesn't, we have to go there. Even a kosher. And if there's a kosher, even a minute amount that's not touching the part of her body, it's not going to be the evet, which is quite impossible. Unless your mamish pack, you know, she lays in the snow, and you pack it in over there. And even then, I'm saying it's okay. So who I did by choose came also. If let's say you fill up a cake, you put the stick in the snow, there's five times the air pockets. We have to do. You have to mamish pack it in and make sure it's covered with snow all over, and therefore it will be okay. So this chazan is very important. So tevel keli snow, that's the portion. You stick in the snow, it's okay. You have to make sure you pack it from all sides. So maybe it'll be okay then. The chair here. Yeah.
Can you lift up the snow to pack it in?
Huh?
Can you lift it up?
If you connect it back to the other snow, then it'll be okay then. You have to make sure if you lift it up, you have to make sure that it gets the chibur then. All right.
If you have a
pan in
your backyard, you have a big...
and it fills up. Make sure it's nem saw, then it's okay. You can table it, yeah. If you want to table it, yes.
What? But
it doesn't drain out. It has to dry up usually. It doesn't drain out. You usually have to pump it out most of the time. Yes.
Is this case accurate? Doesn't the water? The water will move into holes under the ground, possibly.
So what? Ramo used to be the real mikvahs. They didn't have cement in those times, so they used to make a hole in the ground, And you said wait for when one is the table. That was
why
it.
Why didn't we have problems with the mikvah when there were cracks in it and the water?
That's zeichlin. That's zeichlin. Yeah, that's not just if it's naturally absorbing, then it's not a problem. We're not worried about that. Right. Next halacha. Mechaber says in Kuf Chav Siv Gimel. The Mechaber says that Yivarech Al Tvila Al Tvila Tvi. Nice. When you make a bracha, you should make a bracha. One keli, you tell one keli, you say Al Tzvius Kli. Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam Al Tzvius Kli. V'hem Shnayim Ayaisa. But if you, let's say two or more kelim, then you say Plur Yivach Al Tzvius Kelim. That's the lashon of the Mechaber. The Shach over here in Sifkon Ches says that Paiskim that hold that you make a bracha Al Tzvius Kli Matzis. If it's metal. You say, you should say, "Altrius klimatris." And same thing, right? Says the shach holds like that. Ladino. However, the Taz over here in Sifkon Hay says you should make a bracha only altrius klei. You shouldn't say klimatris. You didn't say more than that. And same thing holds most paiskim. Instead of klei, you say altrius klei, or according to mechaber, altrius kelim. But you don't say altrius klimatris and so on. Tipi chadash. The Hatef over here brings down and Sifkon Dal quotes the Pichadish that says that B'dievet, if I made a bracha, I would tell a lot of kelim at one time and I said Al-Tvius Kli, or I was only telling one kelim and I said Lashon Al-Tvius Kelim, I'm Yaitzah. That's what the Pichadah, the Hatef quotes the Pichadish. The Aruch HaShulchan in Sifkon Aleph and Sifkon Chavdei says the minig is to make a bracha even on one kli Al-Tvius Kelim. And Masha, the same thing Masha from the Chochmas Adam in Klal Ein Gimel Klal Ein Gimel Ois Aleph. However, from Shlom Zalman in the Tshuva Mechash Shleimich Erbeis Simsa Anvav Sifkon Beis say Vashma, he holds like the Mechaber that you tell one Kaili you make a bracha. He says like this, let's say you have a Kli that has a cover. The cover is made from glass. So, someone titles a glass with, let's say, sometimes you have a ceramic bottom. So, we'll talk later about it. You have a ceramic bottom and you have a cover, a glass. Now, you have to title the ceramic bottom. Yeah, now you have to title the glass part, but you probably title the ceramic part also. Which talks to the one kali. So Shlom Zalman says, Shlom Zalman still says, in Mechishleim Mechaybei Simsan Vav Sifkot Beis, he says that still you make a bracha, you make well Tzvius Kli. You don't make a bracha Tzvius Kelim, because the Stam is all Tzvila one Keli. So it's Mashma, he holds Pashas like the Mechaber, And Sendik speaks out the Kitzah Shulchan Aruch Ladina and Sim Lam Zayin Ois Aleph that you make a one Keli make Tzvius Kli, on one Keli make Tzvius Kli. Now many kelim make a bracha al tzvius kelim. L'chaya, the mafoshim is a kasha. L'chaya, why is tzvius kelim different in other cases? By tzvius kelim, the mechaber says a difference between type of one kelim or many kelim, two or more kelim. But near Shabbos, a woman lights can light two candles, can light 20 candles, whatever it is, she can light many candles. Near Shabbos, you make a bracha l'hadin near Shabbos, l'ashin yochid. If you madik many neiros, you only say yochid. So why is kelim different? It's one kasha. The second kasha is by kriyas mezuzah. When you kavei mezuzah, we say the bracha al kriyas mezuzah. Even if you kavei many mezuzahs, like it says in your day of Reish Peites Sefal Ramah, that if you kavei many mezuzahs, still you make a bracha al kriyas mezuzah. So why is kelim? So why is the mechaber say over here the kelim? It's different to table one kelim or many kelim. So, in the Sefer Torah Shabbos, in Siman Reish Samach Gimel, Sifkon Ches says that by Neir Shabbos, you're ready Yetzer. Why don't you make many Neiros? Why don't you make a plur bracha? Shabbos. He says because. The Vikka mitzvah is light only one candle. And that you might see more is only Tysus and Hidda B'Alma. So that's why on Shabbos, when a woman lights candles, Erev Shabbos, you make a bracha hadlakas al hadig nesha Shabbos. And Sandik speaks out in Chuvas Mashag, in your day of Simen Memtes. And the Chuvas Mashag says, also adds on over there by Mezuzah. Why do Mezuzah say Lashon Yachid and not Lashon Rabim if you create more than one Mezuzah? Because the reason is, because the people think they convey two mezuzahs on the door. Let's say I have two mezuzahs. I want to convey on the same door two mezuzahs. We're not allowed to. In fact, if you do it, you're either Adrabi, you're either Issa Baltaisif. So therefore, it's to tell you that each door can only have one mezuzah. You're not allowed to put two mezuzahs. Sometimes, I get calls from people, if they're moving into a house, and there's an old mezuzah there, that they can't tell you, it's painted on with who knows how many coats of paint already, and they don't want to take it out, the mezuzah, but it's small mezuzah and so on. So that then I tell those people, there's no shower from Baltaisif. The first mezuzah is possible, probably. So you don't have to worry about it. Huh? It's covered. If you have to look close to see that even if there's only coats of paint on it. People should make mistakes to write two mezuzahs on each door. So that's how you make a bracha l'kvoy mezuzah. Or by kelim, not shayach this whole time. So that's why the mechaber holds the difference between one kelim and many kelim. What? Nech Hanukkah. We're young, right? Same thing. Okay. Reb Kivega, new thing now. Interesting, Reb Kivega is kasha. Kivega. In Arachayim Simen Reish Chav Gimel Siv Gimel, on the Ginnish Shachanach, he asked the Kasha. The Mechaber says over there in Reish Chav Gimel and Siv Gimel that someone buys new kelim. Yes, you make a shechiyano. Buy a new suit. You buy pots and pans. If you have a simcha from it, you make a shechiyano. So if Kivega asks the Kasha and says B'shas Kini, you make the bracha. So if Kivega asks the Kasha, B'shas Kiniya. How can you make a bracha? It's not right to use. You have to first tie him in the mikvah. You have to tell him, you came to Shlomish before Tzvila. So it says, Tzach in Medina. He doesn't know Pshat. And the Shatzi quotes this in Kivega, in Reish Chav Gimel, Sifkan Chav Aleph.
Can't you use it by Kroy?
No, you're not allowed to. He once mentioned Shir. You came by Kroy, you can't. You're not allowed to use by Kroy. If you give up to a Goy, you give it to a Goy, Matrona, back and forth by Kroy is okay. But you to be the bottom is a problem. Okay. So anyway, we mentioned once in the shir once by Kroy, you can use it if you know me, let's say buy a knife. Last week we mentioned. You buy a knife to use mainly to sharpen a knife. You want to use it by Kroy, that's if you go by the rest of Shmish or not. That's all. Air Shabbos is no heter. The only heter is if you give it to a guy and get it back after Shabbos. So anyway, so this is Kivis Kegis Kasha. So, he bought Tzachin, I didn't see anyone discuss it. But here's the Daiti, and the Hanami, Kevig is right. Because there's a Mishnah Brua, the Mishnah Brua in Reish Chav Gimel, in Sif Kanyai, he says, when you buy a new beged, let's say most times today, when you buy a beged today, you have to do the cuffs, you have to do the sleeves, sometimes you have to move the buttons, depends on the, sometimes you have to do some tailoring, alterations to it, until you're mistaking it. So the Mishbur sticks out there, you don't make a bracha until you fix it up. And it has to be right, Mamish Lavisha. So, Enoch and Amr, by Tvi's Kli also, you shouldn't make a bracha with Shas Kaniya. Because by Tvi's Kli, it's Yeshua to Mishdamish until you title it. You have to wait till it's right to Mishdamish. It's time to beg it. So, Enoch and Amr, you don't make a bracha with Shas Kaniya. You make the bracha with Shas when you're Tashish it. There is a Svara to say, that you make the bracha when you make a bracha shechiyano on a kli, you may take because of simcha. So even if you don't, what do you call it? You don't use it right away. But when you buy something kli chadash, you make because of the simcha. So even though I'm not mishdamish about it, you make the bracha. The svar to say like that also. Abul Meister, you see, Mishmu says the same svar by clothing. So I think the same svar applied by Tfilas Kalem also. Yes.
What's the
majority,
I mean,
I'm buying
each glass,
if you have the cloud, if you have a simcha from it. If you have, sometimes you can buy something, certain people, the wealthy people, they spend $1,000 on, they don't have simcha from it. Some people spend $10 have a simcha from it. Depends on the person. Depends on the individual. If you have a simcha from it or not. Rabbi Einfeld once told me a story from Chaim Kaneski. When he was a bacher in yeshiva, so his jacket was already, had, you know, holes all over it and so on. So his mother bought him a jacket. So his mother said, he should make a shechianu. He says, I don't want a shechianu, I have a simcha from it. Means no difference, the whole jacket. The mother made, it made more difference to the mother than to him. So he said, I don't have a simcha from it. So the mother said, you have to make shechianu. So they decided, they'll go to Chazanish. Chazanish was alive then. They went to Chazanish. So Chazanish asked him, do you have a simcha? He says, no. So he says, etwas, a mashu simcha? He says, no. This is your potter. You know what to make it. So depends on the simcha a person has.
The mother's
mom. Huh? Mother's wearing it, not because of the bracha.
The
Okay. The Chabad says, in Kuf Chav Siv Dalet, tatish. A type of burner that's metalker. Sometimes you have these burners, you know, you plug it in, and you can move it muck and muck. Some people use it for traveling. Some people use it in the house as extra burner. So, some people use it in the backyard when they want to make some steaks and some hamburgers and so on. So the machabes is shesheisim alein kedeya eina tumis tfila. A tapish shesheisim alein kedeya does not need tfila. What's the reason why? So the flesh on the Shulchan Aruch say the reason is because you don't put the food on itself. If you do, you should put a pot on top. A burner, you don't put food on the burner itself. You put a pot on the burner, and then that's how you cook the food. So since you don't put the food on directly, even though it's a clean, talto mokum mokum, the Mechabit says no chiv tila. The Mechabit says further, avo padlish tunis tila mishenayis ton leim maichel atzmai. Padlish is a type of a burner that you put the food on directly. So mela. Then you make a bracha. Since it's betalkum makom makom, you make a bracha. So save it tefilas kelim in perek aleph sif katan zayin, and also of Shlomi Zalman and Mechashleim Mecherbei Sim Samavav. I say they both say like this: if I take a piece of aluminum foil or some type of paper that's not that doesn't burn, and I put it on top of this burner, and the kli is under it, the burner is right under it, it needs tefilah then. Because it's like you're mishtamish in the kli itself. So if you use a pot, or if you use an aluminum foil, or some type of a material that doesn't burn, you put on top of the flame, a piece of aluminum foil and so on. So since you put, the reason why you use a piece of aluminum foil, because you don't want to get the kli all dirty, like this. You have to clean off, and it's a big headache cleaning it off. So then you have to turn the kli then. So, This shayla I get a number of times. People call up, they buy a special crock pot or a special chowin pot, and they don't use the pot itself, they use a plastic bag. Use a plastic chowin. What did my most woman do it for? They don't have to clean out the pot after Shabbos. Makes things a lot easier. So do you have to tear the pot? I don't use the pot, or I use the plastic bag. Do you have to tear the pot or not? The answer is that you mechuyev to. You close the title of the pot. Why? Because you can't cook with the plastic alone. It's no different than a piece of nair. We mentioned a piece of aluminum foil. You have to come onto the keli to cook. So since you have to come onto the keli to cook, so mela, you have a chiyuv tefillah on the pot itself also, even with a bracha. Even though, let me finish. Even though it's a ruin, sefer tefillah kelim. He quotes from Shlomi Zalman, Perkal Sifkon Zayin, he quotes from Shlomi Zalman. And same thing speaks out, Mechashleim, Shlom Zalman himself speaks out, Mechashleim, Mechagbei, Sim Samvav, I say, he says, a key, he's talking over there, I don't know, if those who have been there at Seoul know what I'm talking about. Sometimes, maybe even out today still, they used to, when you sell milk because that comes like in a plastic, and you put it into a plastic container, and then you slip the bag and you pour. So the question, this plastic container, let's say it's glass, or it's metal, there's a chiyuv tefillah on that. So if Shlomi Zalman held, there's no chiyuv tefillah on that. There's no chiyuv tefillah on it because the ik is not, the ik is the bag with the milk. He's just putting it there. It's to be a convenience thing. So you don't have to hold the kli that's mazik it. So chayahu adim by chompat, but there's a difference. Because if Shlomi Zalman is talking, we used some cold milk, and you put it there as convenience, the plastic just to hold it in place. And so it's like using it for putting there for storage. Over by your double ham, like chon, you put a plastic in there, you have to come onto the pot to help it cooking. So made out of chon pot certainly needs teal then.
Crap means tears.
Yeah, but the glass on top, we'll talk about that.
The lid?
Yeah.
No, who's asking about the lid? We're asking about the pot itself.
Doesn't make a difference. You still need to. We're going to talk about it a little bit more.
What about the tin? The tin pot we use for a glass inside.
Yes, so?
We have to turn
glass. What do you mean? The tin pot you don't put in the pot itself.
The
tin
pot we line the pot. That's the
inside the pot you put on, yeah? So, that pot doesn't need tefillah. It's only the way we put the food in. We'll talk about that soon.
Question?
Yes.
You said when the person had the portable oven, portable stove top.
Yeah.
So you have to toilet if you put the food
on directly on it, right? Yeah.
So you say toilet from the burner, or do you have the whole thing?
The burner where they put the food on.
Why not the whole thing?
Because that's not that you can clean where you put the food on. It's like two frames that connect to each other.
And what if it's one piece?
Doesn't make a difference. Nothing than a percolator. It's all one piece also. Alright.
The butter you only use once a year to put food in the wolf, probably for the Zroya, for making the Zroya.
You only once a year for Zroya?
I
mean, you don't buy burner just for the Zroya.
No. You don't use it all year with a pot.
You use the burner on top of the stove. That's what you use for Zroya. Alright. What about certain type of caterers need to feel or not? A nutcracker. It's not a certain kerem that people are shires on with sveikas. Most of the time, you know, you use the food, you need tefillah. If you don't use the food, you don't need tefillah. But certain things like in between, certain kerem, can't open a nutcracker. Does a nutcracker, what? Corkscrew is like a can opener. Alright. So nutcracker, do you have a table with a bracha, or maybe without a bracha, or maybe don't tefillah at all? There's a tshuva in Simas Chaim from Yosef Chaim Zonnefeld in Cherebei Simas Kezmov. He says, a nutcracker, you mechurif the tevel. A regular nutcracker you use, you have to tevel it. But he doesn't mention there if it needs a bracha or not. He doesn't say at all. In the Sefer Tfilas Kelim, in Perikir Aleph, Sifkan Kufay, he quotes from Shlomo Zalman Orbach that says, since normally you bring nuts to the table with the clay, you bring the nuts with the shell to the table, so a mela is still like a gufa meichel, and therefore the nutcracker is chashed like a klisuda and it needs tefillah. That's what Shlomo Zalman holds
with a bracha,
even with a bracha. Yes. However, in the Sefer Ola Yishurin and from a Felder, he quotes from a Moshe that says, since a nutcracker never touched usually doesn't touch the food itself, it only touches its mate to take off the klipa, you should retire it, but you don't make a bracha. Because in the supik, if the klipa is still like a chelik of the maicha or not. Therefore, he says, a nutcracker, you should retire without a bracha. That's a Moshe held. That's a quote from a Moshe. However, a can opener, or let's say you mentioned a corkscrew, it can't open up the kuliyama, you don't have to title it. Since ikatashrish is for the kli, it's not for the eichel itself. So mele, since it's not in the gate of eichel itself, when you always need the can opener, doesn't touch the food. It's mainly a kli for the can, not a kli for the eichel. And therefore, a can opener, or same thing, a corkscrew, it's not made for the, it's only made to get into the food. It's like a hashish to get into the food. So mele, there's no chiv tvila at all. Immersion heater. Immersion heater is something you immerse in hot water. You know, people know what immersion heater is? Yeah. Steak you make cross. What?
You mean it's like a thong?
Sure, make it. Huh?
Like
yeah, right. Heat up, right, yeah, right. So, immersion heater. You want to make, let's say you want to make a hot cup of coffee, a hot cup of tea. Does this immersion heater need tefillah or not? Make tefillah or not? The Sefer Tfilas Kelim and Perek Yudalef Ayin Vav says there's a chiyuv tefillah even with a bracha. Immersion kli has a chiyuv tefillah even with a bracha. However, in the Sefer, Ola Yishurin quotes from a Moshe that says there's no chiyuv to tevel immersion at all, since it's not considered klisuda, because it's improper to use it. It's only to macham and the mayim, So in Meila you have, there's no chiyuv tefila whatsoever. A tikkel, that's a kli. You don't stick it here, you stick it, it's not a kli. You just stick it in, warm it up, and then take it out. Here it's holding the water. Alright. Seva tefilas kelim.
What? The water that you're going to use to drink.
Huh?
What's the difference?
What?
It's heating up the water that you're going to drink.
I understand, but it depends what it is. The immersion heat is not a kli. It's just stick it in and warms it up. A tea kettle is something that smells with the water. It holds the water then. That's a kli. That's a kli. Then there's any tefila. What about balls? What?
Balsam doesn't have to make sheets on the irons.
It depends if it's tashmish or not. You mentioned last week's shiur. Huh? It's right tashmish at the table then. What's the when the people want pizza on the high? I guess I forgot my years in Al-Bakha. I mean, what? We used to warm it up. Yeah, we used to not have iron. We didn't have iron. We don't have a radiator. Radiator. Radiator is not heat sealer because it's called a cracker. What? For what?
The iron.
They're not going to have it. You have to tell with that. I'm sure the mother doesn't know about it.
What about the car heater?
Huh?
Some of them turn on the car and they put it on the engine and they also heat up things.
Is it worth tashmisha?
I don't know.
When you travel it, you'll flood the engine.
What about the portable heater?
Huh?
Yeah, again, it's the right tashmish or not. It's not right tashmish. We pass in. That we always have a chubba kaka to plug it in. No, I'm just clear. I'm just clear. And each person. I asked it. I'm answering. It's telling that person how he uses it. Right side of the iron. I buy an iron because I have to warm my pizza. Always you have to settle the iron. I know so. Okay.
Waffle makers and sandwich makers put the two sides together in between.
We said once waffle makers need tefila, but you have to settle the whole thing. Just the part you put the food on. Okay.
What about measuring
cups and measuring spoons if they're made up of? Well, I'm going to now the bowls and blades, okay? Another case that comes up. Let's say, Sefer Tzvi'os Kelim in Perek Yud Aleph, Ois Yud Aleph, talks about bowls and blades of matzchis. Or made from a glass blender. You have a glass bowl. Or you have bowls of beaters of a mixer. Or you say use a type of a bowl, a glass bowl to make the dough. All these type of kelim, your taiva, since it's a gay daichel itself, so maybe your taiva with a bracha. And it's poshet, the racks and trays of grates of a broil oven. If we spoke about in the past, a regular oven, since it's a kli that's more than mensah, and plus it's could be some chuksid and mechub lakaka. So mela, and you're not, and also you're not metata makam makam. So mela, you don't have to tell this. So mela, all the grates become tofel to that. However, a regular broil oven, toast oven, that person, that the grates and the racks and the trays need tefila with a bracha. Since the etzna broila is a clear shatata makam makam, and inside you put on the guf aichel itself, a lot of times on a toast oven, you put the pizza on it directly, or sometimes you use a piece of aluminum foil. So it's like you put on it directly. So mele, you chayev tefila with a bracha.
First, last week we talked about Rav Moshe about when you buy a kli in the store, it's not actually considered a kli; it's just made for holding. So when a person goes to heat something up on a stove, how is that kli actually considered not like a piece of aluminum foil? You need it just to hold the food.
Well, I understand. What's the case again?
When we said last week why it is that when you buy a jar of pickles,
yeah,
that jar doesn't need, according to Rav Moshe, because it's just a package to hold the...
Right. Then after, yeah. So
when you're actually heating something up on a stove,
yeah,
what's the difference between a piece of aluminum foil and an actual kli to heat it up? All you're using the kli for is to heat up the food. You don't actually need the kli. You just need something to hold it in order to heat it up.
Yeah, but the question we're talking about, the kli under it didn't need to feel it. The kli under the aluminum foil.
Why is that pot?
But the under is that... We're just saying that you use a piece of aluminum foil... Doesn't make it. It doesn't have a shame kli. It doesn't have a shame like a pot.
Right.
It's like I put it directly on the flame itself. So it's like I put it on the grate itself. So it's like, put on the gray stuff, then they're chiv too, then.
Because there's no shame clear, but he's a woman.
Right, right, because there's no shame clear. Right.
Even if you make it into a...
Doesn't make a difference. All right, this tzak I'm mentioning now for a Moshe Balpeh. It's not printed anywhere. The shayla comes up very often. I buy a crock pot. A crock pot is mainly, the whole bowl is made ceramic. And on top of it, usually most time is a glass. It's usually it's Pyrex, a Pyrex top. Do I need? The question is it? Do I have to table the whole keli or just the top where the Pyrex pot? So Moshe said, Ladina, even though the keys are made for Pyrex, and since Yeshua, you can't use a crock pot without the cover. Since the car, even though it's not connected to the bottom part, still they both need tefillah. Not only does the glass need tefillah, but the part that's made from a kicheres, which normally kicheres is said in the shir, doesn't need tefillah. But since you need both of it together, so mele you tie both of them in with a bracha. The bracha you make on the pirates, on the glass part, but you have the top, right? But even though they're not connected. Everyone agrees. I don't know if anyone disagrees. I can't find anyone to discuss it even. Because since you have to come on to the pot, the top pot on top, so it's all to the one keli.
I have a plastic bottom.
Yeah.
I have a glass top. I'm not going to use a plastic bottom.
Bottom of what?
Of any type of a keli.
Why not?
You see, the plastic pipe, you always look
at. Yes. That's what I'm telling you. Chiddush now. And even though it's not connected, we talked before in the past about you have we spoke about you have a one keli that has part plastic and part, last week discussed about it. So, but now, but this is two different parts. So even though the chiddush is, that's not telling you a chiddush. I tell you, I'm telling you a chiddush. Even though they're not connected, still there's a chiyah, tvila on both parts, and even a bracha.
The
plastic that's on top?
Yeah, what you close the lid.
It needs filler, yes. Doesn't make a difference. It's part of it. Why do you have to cut on top? It shouldn't cook out. It's a tzarecha kli, so therefore you, it's a chiv tefillah.
I
have until Shabbos to do it.
Oh, right, but with or without a bracha, because I'm not playing with the top, I don't need to play with the top. So, that's what I'm saying without a bracha.
You better play without a bracha then.
The crock pot top breaks, the glass breaks.
Yeah.
The crock pot is still usable. So, what does the glass
have? It's not usable. Cook out. Try it once. Try it once, you'll see. Try it once, you'll see. If you're try it this week, we'll see if you're right or wrong, okay?
Aluminum foil can't cover it?
It's not gonna do it, it's gonna evaporate.
No,
that's foolproof. What? You have plastic top and ceramic bottom, you don't need tefillah. We're talking only when a crock pot, the cover is made from Pyrex, made from glass. But if it's made or metal. But if it's made from plastic, then certainly the cover doesn't need tefillah and the bowl doesn't need tefillah. Certainly you don't have to chiv tefillah at all. We're talking about part of it, even if it's not connected, but each one has to come onto each other, then it needs tefillah. One part is cheres, another part is glass, it's certainly tefillah with a bracha.
What is the lashon on the bracha?
Huh?
Is it the lashon on the bracha is tefillah's keli?
Tefillah's keli. Tefillah's keli, because all one keli.
You have a blender.
Yes.
The blade is the metal.
Huh? So we spoke about it, I think last week we said you should connect it the metal with to the blender and tie it all together one time. Yes. Right. Lid also needs to seal. That's no different, but still part of the cave also needs to seal. I didn't see anyone discuss it. Yes.
Right. Well, so can we go back to the blender for a second? You have a food processor.
Yeah.
The blade can be tabled.
Yeah.
I was saying that we have to table the cover too.
That's part of the keli needs tefillah.
So everybody has to now table it?
Well, most people do our table already. Maybe you weren't. So what? It's part of the keli and the keli needs tefillah. It's chelik of the keli. Push it. Yes.
I
want to finish off Shvi's Kail today.
What?
I want to finish off Shvi's Kail today, so let's. Yeah.
And you have a glass pot.
Yeah.
And the Kail itself is sometimes used without the cover. Because
doesn't make a difference. The Kail to use it together. Yeah. All right. This is not stock from Moshe. That's not printed. It's not written anywhere. Yeah. Another psak that's not printed anywhere. Let's say the person has to tell a keli. But you listen in a situation. Sometimes you're in a country, you're not near a lake, you're not near a mikveh, you buy yourself a keli. And the only way you tell a keli, if you spend a lot of money to go tell it, to travel somewhere, and you lose a lot of time, a lot of money. Are you allowed to, since there's no mikveh around and no lake around there, and you have to go from one city to another city, if you can make all not to tivot. So Moshe Paskin that there's no heter whatsoever. The dinner of the Ivaz is Yosef Mechaimish. You don't say Ivaz, even though it costs a lot of money to travel somewhere, you don't have to spend money when it comes to certain mitzvahs. But over here, you're a vatel, a mitzvah that say the kum asay, minatayah. Because chiyuv to matzos deraisa, so you cannot eat from a keli that's not the table. You can do the eitzes, you know. You can give it to a guy, to a tana, whatever. You can work it out. But if you don't do any eitzah, the din is you're not allowed to use a keli. And you and mechuyev since it's mekum yamvatel mitzah kumasei. So there, the mechaber speaks out in Yeridaya and kufnun zayin and also in Archaim Tzofish Nivav. The halach is by kumasei. Even you have to come a minor, you have to give away all your money for it, not to be over before you over a mitzvah. I say the kumva say. So that's how we pass him. What about that's kli matzus? What about kli schuches? It's rabbanan. So it seemed to me that the whole shayla on paiskim, the kivega, pesachum and zimun zayin. Do you say by mitzvah rabbanan? Do you say by if you over a then the Rabbanan become I say mechuti give kama minor. So kivega and also the distributing hamachlekes achreinim. Ramayshin etshuva in your day chelakal sim reshman ches. He says even by yisad Rabbanan a person mechuti kama minor. So meva as the inalti vata then you have to be. So according to Ramayshin you can and I also didn't find anyone discuss this. But this Ramayshin held that if there's no hetza. Because that's I'm a different country, the mikveh's not kosher, I can't get to mikveh, it's a snowstorm, I'm stuck somewhere. If you didn't, you know, if you want to have a keli, you could, you can about a mitzvah saseh, the kum asay, even the rabbanon, the kum asay. Huh? Yeah, they're anxious. Without any anxious, you can't. You can tell to a guy, you can, yeah, what? Right, you have to say, right. Yeah. The food never becomes awesome. You cook it by keli. That's not ketayvo. That's all the food is kosher. The food is not also.
Could you be something
on
the
we don't hold like that. We don't hold like that. All right. I want to tell you, Kiddush Marvel Diskin. I didn't say printed anywhere. Surprised no one mentioned this Marvel Diskin. Well, Diskin says like this. It's Marvel Diskin is in Kuntres Achan, beginning of Simon Koflam Rav. The shayla comes up very often. People don't even think about the shayla. Let's say you have a living maid. Maybe you people have a maid, that's why you never saw the shayla. But a living maid. Or sometimes in an office. In an office, you have goyish, all your employees are goyim. If I buy kalim for them, they should have their own private kitchen. When you give it to the living maid, she has her own room, her own microwave, her own pots and pans, her own this. It's my dishes, my pots and pans. It's them using it. Do I have a chiyuv tefillah or not? You ever think about it? No, you thought about it. So I saw him foolish and else didn't think about it. But once I saw him, this guy said, "Oosh, how come people don't want to ask such a shayla?" Huh? So 1 second. So my Aldiskin says in Kuntres Achan in Reish Siman Kof Am Vav, he says, if you buy a new kelim for a guy to use it, and Yidin won't use it, it's not called the klisida for a Yid. So maybe you don't have to tell them. And he brings a Rai, Shtikal Rai brings, He says himself, Sasraya, that Mechava says in Kufchafa and Yerdea, Kufchafa House of Days, that you should catch a kelim. Let's say I bought a used kelim. So the whole shah will talk, forget about today, it's the last thing on today's shir. If you buy a kelim, used kelim, so you have to catch it, then after you table it. So the Mechava says that first you should catch it, then after you should table it. So Chaya was helped to catch it. But come on, somebody again to Bishlakim. The guy's going to use it again as Bishlakim. So, Alamai Sivaya, that the only time you have to kasha and title Kaili is only if the Yid will be Mishtamish with the Kaili. But literally, he's not Mishtamish with the Kaili, there's no Chiv Tzila. So, it comes out like this. If I buy and I have an office and I give a sitting room for the guy in there that can use to warm up the food, cook the food, and I bring a Kalim, a glass that makes from metal, I don't have to title it. But let's say I have a living maid in the house. She has her own room, she has her own microwave, her own burner, whatever it is, and she does her own cooking there, and you give her your supplier, you go out in the store and you buy yourself some silverware, some pots and pans for them, you don't have to table with them. That's what Rav Diskin says. And I couldn't find, I looked after this, and I saw this, I looked around, I couldn't find anyone who discussed this also.
Question?
Let me just, a few things I want to take questions, okay? What happens, and this shadow does come up, what happens if I buy silverware? I lost a few pieces of silverware, I found a store that can replace it, exact same pattern and so on, and all of a sudden, I put it on the side to the tablet, and the clean lady comes, she sees the silverware over there, she mixes it with other silverware. No? The shadow comes up a number of times. So Shaila is, it's the Sarah Kalim. What do I do? Do you say it's Batal Barayim? Not Batal Barayim, Dovish Rishabatim. What do you say? What happens with the Kalim? I have to say, I have 10 forks that were Katayim. Now, 2 forks I got bought replaced with 2 forks. And now, I can't, find it. Got mixed up. Which is which? Huh? One second. That's what we're discussing. Do you have to clear table all of them or not? Let's say if it's a lot of kelim. Let's say it's cups. We're talking easy things, like knives and forks. What about the pots and pans? You're going to bring the whole kitchen to the table? All right. There's a children had three. In Pesach Frank, in your day of Simon Sadegimel, he says that right now I should table all of them. Why? Because the double shish matirim. Because since I could table it, it's a way out. So it's like a double shish matirim. And therefore, you should table all of them. Even though the Mechaber says, he writes like this, even though the Mechaber says, in your Deyak, Simukuv Beit, Siv Gimel, the Kli Shanesa, Beblis Issa, Shasav Achayim. They're talking about, not about typing Kalim, but about Kashin Kalim. Let's say I had a Kalim that became chafed. They got mixed up at Blis Issa. They got mixed up at Kalim, and it's not Nika. You don't know which is the one, which Kalim now is mixed up, you don't know which one it is. So the Mechaber says, Bata Baroi. Then done him I say kedavah sheshmatiyim shetach retielav haitzah is lagilai. You don't say it's bottom arrive. It's bottom arrive. You say it's bottom arrive. So that's what the mechadashit is. However, the shach over there in Sifkan Ches and Simukuv Bay Sifkan Ches means Amaril that argues on the mechaba and he says since they are toys. Usually when you have to taibo, the tzoyis to be maglet. You have to cook up water and so on. But he says, since the tzoyis are very minimal, it's only double hesem wood, and by tzviz kelim, you don't need hot water, there's no tzoyis whatsoever. So in Mela, because you have taibo kelim and mine sign in, so in Mela, even according to the Mechaber, it's called double sheshem matiyam. So in Mela, the place of Sifrain Patskin, you have to taibo all the kelim. You have to taibo it. The question is, do you need a bracha or not? So, l'chaya, if I'm tabled all the kelim at one time, so in it, let's say I have 10 forks, and now it's 12 forks. 10 were guitar ready, and 2 were brand new. I tabled it. So now you have 2. So if you table all 12 together, so l'chaya, you should make a bracha, because you have inside the kelim, which weren't tabled yet. However, the Hatzi writes, since Me'ika didn't repass because bottom arrived, according to Mechaber Shita, so just the Maril, the Shab Maril argues, so even though you have to tell it, you don't make a bracha then. And this speaks out, the Tshuva, in Tzitz Eliezer. Tzitz Eliezer, Echelik Yeral, Simnon Ches, Mitamachis. From different reason he says that since the Kamashitis at all, that Tfiyas Kalim, don't say Dovash Shematiram, and it's Bottom Barayf, means on other Rishonim and Paiskim, hold that. So Maris, I end off that if it's not a big Techa to Tervel, it's best to Tervel them. However, you don't write Bracha on the Tfilah, even though you Tervel them all together. Weiss says from Pesach C. Frank, and maybe from Tzitzelias also, let's say it's the other way around. We said you have setting of 12. You lost two pieces. Then you have 10 that were tabled and 2 wasn't. It got mixed up. What was the opposite around? I have 2 that could table, but 10 aren't. 10 and 1 could table. So right is not. So you don't take bottom right anymore. So Weiss says from what he mentioned till now, that you have to, since right ones, you don't say he's got the bitter barrage, so Nay would have to make a bracha then. The chayah. However, the tshuva in Shura Shai, in Maduniya Tiyana, Simikov Dalad, he says, even if right of the Kalim belongs to a guy, and they weren't table yet, so you don't make a bracha. Why? Hashino Miyuta. Let's say, so he's talking about I'm not table all one time. So Vice says with Shura Shai, that if I'm table, all one time, you should make a bracha, even the kelim are only meat. So it's a sad barrage. You still make a bracha. The Daki Tshuva in Sifkot Lam Avav, he's on for Sefer Ruach Chaim, the whole Chalofen, you always make a bracha on it. And the Sefer Tshuva's kelim, it's Tamizra, he says in Perik Dalet, Sifkot Lam Dalet, he says, the whole Shmuz, the Hatzvi, and so on, it's talking enough to give it's clean match, it's clean sukhas. The alochas are the same. There's a chachmas adam. Chachmas adam writes in Klam Nun Gimel, Sifkan Chav Gimel. He talks about a kelim became treif. He says, Mokum Hesed Gadol, or Ticha Gadol, we say since you have to spend money on Ticha Gadol, you have to spend for its choice. Then it's not the Dovah Sheshematirim, and you can say it's Bottom Barayv. So, according to that, and he says like this, even Kodeshach, who is Machmel like Maril, you have to title it, you say it's a Dovah Sheshematirim. However, over here, the Shach will be Maided, you say Bottom Barayv. That's what the Chacham says. And the Sefer Ola Yeshua in Kotzer and Maisha says that if it's Miticha, to wait until you title it. Let's say I have a fair right now. I need all 12 silver pieces of silverware right now. Even though we're machmer and normally to title it, but if you need it right now, Kisevach on the sheet is temporarily. Kisevach on the sheet is its bottom right. And then when you have your next chance to be titled, then you should title it all at one time. Ladina, we paskin, like the Hatzvi, and like the Tzitzeliezer, you should title all Kalim the Sarav. But the Maisa, we don't make a bracha. If it gets mixed up, we tell people not bracha, because since she's hold, it's bottle barayv, so neither we table without a bracha. Yes?
Why is this a bracha?
What?
It's all
been hugging. It's all been hugging. It's been hugging. You don't have to. Look in the shach over there in Sifkan Ches at the end. It's only a minute. It's all a minute that you take out. Because Mika didn't spot the bread. You just take it out, it's only a minute.
You buy a Kaylee and you put it away not to use for a couple of years. You have to tell you what?
We mentioned that the one in Shurim is afraid of Shash that you might forget to table it. So we said that our price can hold, it's better to tell. As soon as you get it, tell it right away so you shouldn't come forget it.
But
Medina, you don't have to. Medina don't have to.
You're not going to use it. Why is that any different than when you buy Kaylee for a guy who you're not going to use? Same idea.
I mean,
silverware for a guy to use.
Yeah.
The same idea. You're not using it. You bought it for someone else.
But you don't have to come on to that. You don't have to come on to that.
What the Havamina? You have to table something you're not
going
to use.
I'm talking about a Diskin. He had a Havamina.
What the Havamina?
I guess someone asked him. That's why I answered that.
What's happening? If you're not using it, then there's no free and seal.
But she's using it in your house. She's the employee, right? She's using it. Maybe since it belongs to you, the employee's using maybe a Chiv Tzvila.
But she's using it for
you. We're not telling you, she's using it for herself. Use it for you, then certainly needs Tzvila. But if I'm not going to use it, I'm going to use it to
but I'm buying it.
Yeah, but if I buy it, but I don't plan to use it for Suda, I plan to use, let's say, to cut paper.
But
there's no chitzilu. We mentioned last week, there's no chitzilu. All right. Any other questions? Yes.
Going to somebody else's house who hasn't toiled
the
kelim, or if
it's a suffix that they've toiled. We spoke about that in the shiur. It's a whole arichas. We spoke about whole machlekes. Wait to get online. Yeah.
Last week
is not up. It's not. No, this is from a few weeks ago.
Yeah, it's all up.
It's up. You get on the internet. The whole shiur about it.
The blender. Sorry, the blender. We're talking about the different pieces are all considered one kli. So the motor as well.
No, motor is a chisul. All right. Let's say you buy a used keli. Some people go to stores and to these antique shops. This is what I get from people who buy antique stuff. So they want to use it. Sometimes it's silver, sometimes it's metal, sometimes it's glass. So they want it. They buy it used. So now, what do you do? So now you have to be kashered. You have to table it. Which comes first? Do I first have to kashered and then table it? All the way around or not? What's you have to be magled first before you tell it, or it's not ma'akev? Because the lashon of Gemara is in Avodah Zarah, the fine hair bay says magilam umatvilan, the hain tayrim. But it doesn't say it's dafk has to be that way or not. Maybe I could tell it after it, and then after it, I could kasher it. There's no nafkamina. In the Rishayim, there are three shittas, not two, three shittas. Okay? One sheet is the Ramban, the Ran, the Ritzvah, and Avodah Zarah. They hold that's Makiv in B'dievet. First, you have to table it, and first you have to kasher it, and then you have to table. Why? Because the Tefillah brings into Kedushas Yisrael. So since I wasn't, if I table it first, it's like table of a Sheretz B'yadai. That's one reason brought down Rishayim. Some are died from the Pasuk. It says the Pasuk Tavir B'esh V'akach V'tor. It says first it says Tavir B'esh V'tor. And then, so if I say the first comes kashin, then that, and the guy smack says that's like a gesh of tovah kaidah shemal. The person who's a convert, first you have to do vinyan of this, first you do bris, and then after you're tovah. You don't do vice versa. You're not allowed to do vice versa. So same thing also here. First you must first do your first kashin, then after tovah, and smack of him the evidence. That's how these rishonim hold. The second shita is Taisis, Matra, and the Rosh. They hold you out to Tevel before you Mago. Because the Tefillah is not Mishurim Tuma, says you call Keter Shas V'yadai, because you find even Kein Chadoshim needs Tefillah. So Tefillah is only, the reason why you're Chayiv, it's not to take out from the Tuma, but it's Eg Zeres HaKosif. That's what these Rishonim hold. So Mela, I could do it either way. I could be Tevel first, and after Kasha vice versa. It doesn't make a difference. The third shita is the Rashba, Mukhi Yosef, they hold only the Chatzkili after Kashit and after Tevet. But the Dievet, if you did the other way around, it helps. In the Shulchan Aruch, in your idea, Kufa Faust of Beis, this is the Lashon Shulchan Aruch. Lachach men kelim shenishtam shem mechamim, magilam achach atzilam. The Mechavim says first you Kashit and after Tevet. Vehem Mitorim. However, the Mechavim says, but let's say I did the opposite around. I was tired after with a kashet. That's okay. You don't have to do it all again. That's like the third shita, like the Rashi and Uki Yosef. And then the Mechaber says Yeshayim Sanzasa LaHatzel, like the first shita. It's no good. You have to tire it again. The Shach speaks out in Sifkon Hay that you should tire it. Mechaber says you have to tire it again. When you tire it again, do it out of bracha. Because he doesn't say why, because the Ashita hold you don't need to feel at all, the first sheet of Mechaba. The Pesach Tshuva in Sifkan Rav brings down Yeshayim, then when you tell it a second time, you tell it a bracha, because the first time didn't help at all. The Aruch HaShulchan in Sifkan says, Paskin, the Ikka is like the first day in Shulchan Aruch, that you don't have, the Yevon helps. The Dogma Rava comes up with Stark and Chiddush. The Aruch Shulchan passes the first shita. Like the day we shayne shukhanach. That's not, no, that's there in the first Rishonim, it's not good. But in the Deresh, first Shulchan Aruch, first Deresh Shulchan Aruch. Right. The dogma of Rav is Mechadish, that if the Keli is Eina Ben Yayma, the Kuli Alma, you can tell it first and afterwards, and you know there's no Torah Shas V'yadai. Because Min HaTaya, Mika Den Etzmuta. And the only thing you say, it's Eina Ben Yayma, nice time for Gam. And even Abanan is no Shas V'yadai. Guess where? The reason why you're kashit because Zema Shemishtamish Ma'idim is still Ben Yayma. Da'ach Hashochan is Meister on this, and in Achshon Sifkan says, comes out according to this, according to Yeshayim in the Mechaba, it says you have to tell the second time. That's out. It says a chiddush in the Mechaba. So I'm talking the Keli is a Ben Yayma. The Luitzer today in a Ben Yayma. Even the Mechaba would hold the second day. The Mechaba hold you only need a second Tfila. Ladina. We pass Kin Vadai, you should probably first be Mago if for your Taibo. And if he made a mistake, he did the opposite, since Api Rav, the Kedem are Ena Ben Yayma, then you don't have to be Taibo again. Any questions? No? Cheers over.